The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Mummy, I can't find my loud voice. Abigail wondered why her voice had disappeared. Her friends spoke loudly and clearly all the time. Let's build a sandcastle, said Ben. Abigail wanted to say, let's make a ginormous one. Her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. Her loud voice was still lost.
On the cover, a girl with long brown hair stands in front of a cement wall. Her hair is blowing in the wind. Her eyes are downcast and her cheeks are red. She hunches her shoulders in her green dress as leaves sweep past her. Thin black letters spell out, Mummy, I can't find my loud voice.
Abigail was an adventurous and curious little girl. She loved to observe everything around her.
Carrying a magnifying glass, Abigail runs through tall weeds.
Playtime outside always made her happy.
Let's spin round and round, said Abigail to her sister Daisy, loudly. You can't catch me, she chanted to her brother Jeremy, loudly.
Her voice echoed her thoughts.
Near a white house with a green roof, Abigail, Daisy and Jeremy hold their arms high in the air as they spin. Flowers spin in the air too.
But one day, Abigail came home from school feeling upset and confused.
Abigail wears a green jacket and skirt school uniform and a backpack decorated with a big rainbow. She goes to the back porch where her mummy sits.
Mummy, I can't find my loud voice. It goes super quiet when I talk to my friends. No one can hear me, not even me.
Abigail's mum hugged her tightly. When you're at school tomorrow, imagine being on an adventure to find your loud, brave voice.
Steps lead from the wooden porch through the grass and flowers in the yard. Abigail lies on her back on her bed with a stuffed monkey beside her. They gaze at the ceiling.
Abigail wondered why it was only her voice that had disappeared. Her friends spoke loudly and clearly all the time. The next morning, it was time for school.
In the schoolyard, birds sit on a tree branch. The sun through the small leaves of the tree make dappled patterns of light and shadow on the ground. Abigail stands near another girl in a green school uniform. The other girl looks back over her shoulder at Abigail.
Hello, said Chelsea.
Abigail wanted to say,
good morning.
Her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. Her loud voice was still lost. When the bell rang, it was time to line up in two straight lines.
Abigail is near the back of the line of children.
I like your braided hair, said Emma.
Abigail wanted to say,
thank you.
Her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. Her loud voice was still lost.
In the classroom, the children sit at round tables in small groups drawing.
In the classroom, it was time to be creative.
Wow, that looks so nice, said Jemima.
Abigail wanted to say, I love drawing rainbows. Her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. Her loud voice was still lost.
Outside, birds soar above the playground where the children play.
In the playground, it was time to get messy with sand.
Let's build a sandcastle, said Ben.
On a small hill, Abigail sits beside Ben in the sand with a sandcastle.
Abigail wanted to say, "Let's make a ginormous one." Her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. Her loud voice was still lost.
Inside the classroom again, Abigail stands apart from the other children and wipes at tears on her face.
It was almost home time. Where was Abigail's voice hiding? Tears started rolling down her cheeks. She didn't know how to stop them.
A woman in a grey dress leans down to Abigail.
"What's wrong?" asked Miss McKnight. Abigail cried. "I still can't find my loud voice when I talk to my friends. No one can hear me. Not even me."
"Do you want to hear a special story?" asked a teacher, as she bent over to whisper in her ear.
The teacher holds Abigail's hand and puts her other hand on Abigail's shoulder.
Abigail's sad face turned into a big smile.
The classroom walls are decorated with drawings of boats and dolphins and houses and teddy bears. The children wear their green jackets and backpacks and stand in small groups.
When the final bell rang, it was time to go home.
"Bye, Abigail,"
waved to friends. Abigail opened her mouth, and in a loud, brave voice, she said,
"Bye!"
They all heard her, even herself.
Abigail smiles and waves back at her friends. Abigail sits in bed under a canopy strung with lights, with her mother beside her holding a book.
At bedtime, Abigail shared a special story with her mum.
"When my teacher was as small as me, she was very shy too. She kept practicing and practicing until her words became loud and clear all the time."
"Just one word at a time," said her mum.
"Just one word at a time."
With yellow flowers floating around her room, Abigail sleeps with a smile on her face.
This has been Mummy, I Can't Find My Loud Voice, written by Glazer De Leon, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Matthew Taylor, and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Anastasia Pop. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with vivid audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by imaginationvideobooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.